The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 10th of February, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate Bahamas. And this morning, I'm hoping to have a number of conversations with a number of people on this Sports Friday with Mr. Eric Sawyer. Now, if Mr. Eric Sawyer is joining us and it's February the 10th, that means we're talking Super Bowl. But before we get to Super Bowl, we have to talk some local sports. And we got to dip our toes into the basketball pool for a second. The trade deadline was yesterday, and there's just a couple little talks out there. Westbrook has finally found a home. And he realized that they don't want him in his old home,
yeah.
And he have to find a home. But that's not an indictment on Westbrook's talent, right? Westbrook is a talented player. He's just moved on in his career to fulfill different roles on a team. And that's understandable. I say, buddy, when you're old like me, you just got to appreciate the opportunity to play and the paycheck. Don't get upset. But joining me in studio right now, I have members of the B3As.
Yes.
We talk about what's on the calendar. I expect in studio from the Carifta Local Organizing Committee, Miss Hannah. Yeah, I can claim you as my cousin, Mr. Yeah. Hannah. Pauline Davis. And then, like I said, Mr. Eric Sawyer III is coming to lament over the 49ers loss. And I really, you know, Godspeed, Mr. Sawyer, because a loss is a loss, whether you took it when the Dolphins took it or you took it when you took it. We all took an L, and we have to come and sit and commiserate together.
He better get on us all season, so I'm looking forward to getting on him in the region, yeah.
Absolutely. So not only do I have members of the B3As with me, I have another Guardian staff sports reporter, which I love to have because they can always add some context and some depth to the stories that we cover. Like in this week's Guardian, four champions crowned in the BAISS. I don't know if I really need you to bring any more context to it. QC got beat, and I am sad. But in the senior boys division, C.W. Saunders Cougars won the Battle of the Baptist Schools as they beat Jordan Prince Will. And I pause just now, guys, because my birth certificate say I'm 46 years old by now. I remember a time when there was no Baptist schools, and when then there was only one. How could you have a battle when there was only one? And now the Baptist community has developed their academic space to the point where they could have a battle of the Baptist schools. So I want to say congratulations to C.W. Saunders Cougars, who beat Jordan Prince Will in the senior boys division. In the junior girls division, a one-point victory, Kingsway Academy Saints took care of the SAC Big Red Machine in game one. Because 25-12, that ain't no one-point victory, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit of a routing. Anyway, Kingsway Saints repeat as the junior girls champion in junior boys division. Prince Will Falcons overpowered SAC 49-41. And in the senior girls division, St. John's, they got beat by SAC. SAC senior girls, way to go. Way to go, way to go. They went 53-21. 53-21. Now, if this was a professional team, like the 49ers, we just go righty them right up. But because these are young, striving Bahamian athletes, we say, just keep pushing. 53-21 is a rough beating, but...
We can't rag St. John's. I'm an alumnus, so we can't rag St. John's.
No. Okay.
We'll leave that one alone.
Okay, there. I got you. I mean, you know, SAC beat QC Junior, I think Junior Girls, 27-1. I was prepared for the Raggian today, but I agree with you. We're going to be easy.
Yeah.
Well, the level of competition on the senior girls side is not balanced, you know. It's more in favor of probably the top two schools.
Yeah.
Which will be SAC and St. John's.
Okay.
SAC has like two or three junior national team players on the team.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, so.
We can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Balance across the varsity league. Yeah.
And we need that.
I mean, he was smiling because he's from St. John's, the dominant team. He didn't really mean they need it. He just meant it would be great if we weren't beating up on everybody all the time. But what it means is that the other teams need some sort of institutional and infrastructural support to build their teams and get them going. QC, on the other hand, is preparing, and I say this with a little bit of braggadociousness, they're preparing, I think, BAISS soccer has opened up. The soccer league has opened up, and QC has teams in every division, and we're going to play hard this year. Hopefully, we beat everybody,
yeah,
including St. John's. You all have a team?
Always. One thing about St. John's, St. John's competes in every sport.
It's cool. That's good.
You know.
That's good. Don't mind. That's good. Absolutely. Mr. Cash, which school you went to?
I went to SAC.
That's right. Pardon me. I forgot for a moment.
Pardon interruption.
Yeah. We'll get back to you all in a second. I just want to say, though, before we move from this segment, I wish that the Bahamian people had somebody who cared for them the way that SAC alumni care for SAC, right? Some people call it a cult. That's the type of support our schools need.
Yeah.
More importantly, that the children need. And it's more about a culture of appreciation for education and the holistic process and space. Mm-hmm. You know, than it is cultish behavior. We love you all, SAC. Stop beating us up in all of these competitions. That is all. Now, gentlemen, we're here today to talk local sports, local events that are coming up. What is the B3As talking about today? What are we preparing for?
Well, we are basically preparing for upcoming. First of all, we have a big event, huge event, coming on the 15th of February. Where we allow corporate sponsors to share some information and try to be a part of a Be My Running Partner.
Okay.
And they could email info@BahamasTrackAndField.org. And that's where anyone who in the corporate owns a business and want to partner with the B3As, they could send an email to get an invite. And that's an event we're putting on to try to garner funds for trips. You know, this is a nonprofit organization where you need those sponsorship monies earmarked for events coming up and to help out the sport.
Yeah. But look here, without a doubt, over the last 2 years, year and a half of doing a sports segment specifically, what you find out is that there are talented athletes in disciplines all across the archipelago.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes in multiple disciplines. That's important because when a student is in multiple disciplines, they often have to prioritize one.
Yes.
To be able to excel and focus on that. But more importantly, to have the resources necessary to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so this type of support is absolutely necessary.
Yes.
You guys got to come out. Now, is it only B3As? Y'all don't have this type of event for the National Parking Association?
No, none for parking.
Okay.
None for parking. It's just if they send, if corporate Bahamas, you're there listening, if you send us a request to that email, you'll get an invite. And it's maybe you come in, you look at a slide deck and hear all the opportunities and avenues we have to grow the federation from a grassroots level. Because, you know, track and field, let's be honest, it's grassroots at the core, where we have to get more things involved and more coaches educated, more athletes in tune and top to get to another level in terms of college education, turning professional and stuff like that. So we need that corporate support.
Right. It's holistic. It's not just, we don't just need a case of Bengay every month.
No, we don't. We don't need that.
We need spaces. We need spaces where young people can transition from school to track and then back to school, right? We need places where They can be facilitated by tutors. They need to be able to travel. They need equipment. They need team bags. I mean, the list goes on. They need trainers. They need physical therapy. They need a yearly subscription to the ice maker, right? So they could ice up their knees and their back all the time. It's a real, real sort of industry. And it's more than just, oh, we need a bus to take us to the track every Saturday for practice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, so repeat the email address for people who are interested in being corporate sponsors.
Yes, that's info at bahamastrackandfield.org. And then you asked about another event. We have a huge event coming up next week, Saturday. So that's February 15th. It's Be My Running Partner. And February 18th is the B3A Relays. It's on a Saturday, 12 noon, where you could come out and see all these young kids compete against each other in relays.
Nice. Okay, wait. B3A's Relays.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. This is an annual event. It's a quarterly event. Is it an opportunity to qualify for Carifta?
In the past, the event has always been the high school relays.
You know, okay.
But this year, it's more of a high school and club competition.
Okay.
The under 17 and under 20 divisions are just for the high school athletes.
Okay.
Right? But it's a combination of high school and club for this particular year.
Okay.
We want to draw support. We know the Bahamas love relays.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a relay nation. You know, we've had the world relays, you know, three times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is an event we feel is going to drum up support for Carifta. We want to get in that Carifta fever. You know,
Carifta's yeah.
coming here. But people who don't know it's going to be here. And we're looking to park the stadium, right?
Mm-hmm.
We feel as if it's going to be, you know, BISS is always a huge draw. SAC and QC, you guys know that. You know, so we want the kids to come out. We want the public to come out. Have a good time. Enjoy the relays.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Yeah. And this is going to be the first time person see locally, because what the Carifta element is adding, they're adding a 4x100 meters mixed relay. So we're going to have both genders competing against each other in a 4x. Yeah. They usually see a 4x4. This is the first time they're going to see locally a 4x1 mixed relay.
Okay, watch this. See, I knew this was on the table. Mr. Sawyer, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You walked in at the most opportune time.
Yeah.
The gentleman just announced that this weekend's BAAA's relay event.
Next weekend.
That's next plenty weekend. Time okay. for us to train. They have a mixed relay.
Okay.
And now I realize why Pauline Davis and Fern Hannah are a little late this morning. They trepidatious because they know I'm going to challenge them to compete in the mixed relay. Now I need you on my side, Mr. Sawyer.
Hey, no problem. I'm ready to run my mouth. Hold on. Okay. What are you talking about? Running race or running mouth?
I meant running the tabulation on my insurance bill because it got hard up from my hit the line.
Yeah.
We can be a team.
It's not like a broken hip and you ain't got a fall.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, we're looking forward to putting together a journalist race, actually. So the law enforcement race, I think, is going to be a huge draw. It's always a huge draw. You know, the police and the defense force and immigration and all that. And we're looking at probably staging a journalist race. So all those media guys, eyewitness, bring your teams.
Listen, I'm very excited about that idea, but for the fact that I done volunteer to be in the race I didn't know existed. Tell us about these additional events attached to the relays.
Yeah, we're going to have, like I said again, a 4x1 mixed relay. We're going to have a 4x4 mixed relay. And then we're adding, we have something called an elimination mile, where we're trying to put together a mile where you have to compete for the break point. Because if you pass that 400 meters and you're in last place,
you're out.
You're out. So it's tough competition where you have to run
a mile. So I can't even get an eighth place medal. I appreciate an eighth place medal.
You get a ribbon.
I don't even believe. I believe you get a hot cross bun or something. I don't think you can get a ribbon. Oh, man. Look here. This is awesome. And so there's going to be a law enforcement race. And now you're working on a journalist race, a media personality race. Anybody else we could throw in this race?
No, we have a division for flag football. We also send an invitation for them. And also we're going to send an invitation to the Soros for fraternities.
Yeah, yeah.
Participate.
But you know, they competitive, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want to see the 40-meter and the 60-meter trials. I want to see who's the fastest off the block. I read a book once that said that a human could outrun a horse, but only for the first 40 meters. To move to plan B very quickly.
Yeah, man, jump in the car.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see the 40s and the 60 trials, especially with the flag footballers out there. That's going to be awesome.
But you need a YouTuber race with Ben Johnson. He raced the horse.
Yeah?
And he what?
No, I don't think.
No.
Maybe over the first 40 meters, you got to know when to call the race. That's the most important part. Okay, gentlemen, what else is on deck for the B3As?
Well, after the relays, you know, we're going to take a break because they're doing some work to the stadium. Mondo is coming in. I think Mondo is already here. You know, Bainon is coming in as well. So we resurfacing both of the tracks for the Carifta Games. Yeah. Carifta Trials first and then the Carifta Games. The Carifta Trials are just going to be combined with the high school nationals this year.
Okay.
You know, so this is the first for that. And that's set for March 25th to 27th.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little different this year. We're doing it Saturday to Monday.
Okay.
As opposed from Friday to Saturday. I think they have an event at the stadium on that Friday. You know, but we're setting it up as a test run for the Carifta Games. You know, I guess we can make sure all the systems are working. You know,
we'll
cheer on their athletes. So far, we have 24 qualifiers. You know, I feel by the Carifta Trials, that number could get up to about 50 or 60. You know, and there's a lot of talent out there.
So 24.
24 qualifiers so far.
The last three qualified at the 20th Star Performance Track and Field Classic this weekend, right?
Yeah, so 20 before that.
Right.
Three qualified at the Star Trackers Meet.
Yeah.
And then another athlete qualified in the U.S.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Who is the athlete that qualified in the U.S.?
It's a pole vaulter. I'm trying to remember his name. Brendan already qualified.
A pole vaulter?
Right, another pole vaulter qualified in the U.S.
Hold on, what do you mean another? We have people who are proficient in pole vaulting.
Oh, yeah. Pole vault is one of our better events. We normally win a medal in the pole vault.
Yeah. We won the gold last year, you know.
Yeah.
In the pole vault.
Yeah. Grifter.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Mado.
What happened?
Under 20 boys.
Under 20 boys.
Yes.
Man, this is awesome. Yes. Okay, so the pole vaulter qualified, and he's competing collegiately. He's competing.
As a matter of fact, I think the same guy who won the gold last year, I think he qualified this year.
Mm.
That's Brendan. You know, he was the first person to qualify in the pole vault this year. And we had another one qualified over the weekend in the U.S. I think his name is Tyler Messick, I think.
Look, let me read. Let's give them a congratulations. Let me read the list that was printed in The Guardian. In the article, there were three additional qualifiers at Star Trackers Meet. And you can search that article, Guardian website, and you could find the details, the qualifying times, the details of the races. But let's give these young people their due. Azaria Marshall and Tamia Taylor, under 17 girls division boys. Ishmael Roll, under 17 boys. Cheyenne Demerit, under 17 girls. Dominique Dean, under 17 girls. Bailey Major, under 17. Yulianis Akompi, under 17 girls. Alexandria Komolafe, under 17 girls. Taisha Stubbs and Kamara Strawn, under 17. Terrell, under 17 girls javelin. Listen, this is very important.
Terrell.
McCoy? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Clementra, daughter?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know her parents' name.
Yeah?
She plays basketball as well.
Yeah, in fact, she's been...
Yeah, man, but that's my good client.
She's been doing superbly.
Her mother's my good client. Yeah, man, I know her from a little girl.
Across discipline, she's been performing.
Very talented.
And listen, it's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Women who know how to throw the javelin, they wake with Cupid. They get that arrow straight to your heart. Look here. Chitayla Dorset, Amari Pratt, Cassie Thompson, Javonia Valcor, LaCarthia Cooper, Kelly Jackson, Anna Ane Mackey, Adam Musgrove, Caden Cartwright, and Brendan Vanderpool, who would have qualified in the under 20 boys pole vault. And up next on the local calendar is the Roadrunners Diana Lynn Track and Field Classic, set for Saturday at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium.
Yes.
Now, listen, now I understand why there's so much runner t-shirts. How many track clubs do we have?
Plenty, boy.
What's 50 or 60?
No, a little bit more than that. In terms of the whole Bahamas, you have about close to 80.
Close to 80.
Yeah. Plenty, boy.
Functional clubs.
Wow. Now, let me ask you a quick technical question before I ask you to repeat all of the important information about the events coming up. And then we have to focus on Mr. Sawyer here because there's a lot of chafing. It's about to happen.
Man, I got one.
As we head to the Super Bowl.
We get two Niners in the studio.
Niners and two Dolphins. Yeah, we got a nice balance. So we got about 80 clubs.
It's a Saturday invite.
a fish.
We
prefer the term fish.
Yeah, man. Sorry to hear that, man.
Well, it was the same to you. Condolences to you as well.
Hey, listen. You watch us lose, you know.
You know the
You only watch us?
You know the oil drying up, right? Climate change and everything. It's going to be rough for you in the future. And in fact, climate change is to help the Dolphins and not the 49ers. And just in case you know, so global conspiracy, sir. 80 track clubs.
Yes.
Would consolidating them, making it easier to share resources, would that support the athletes, or the fact that there's, is the fact that there's 80 clubs an indication of the strength of the discipline in the country, the talent of the young people, and having that diversity an important thing to continue driving the talent? That many clubs great for driving young people.
You asking them, right?
Yeah.
I think it is a lot, but if we're going to spread it out, or if we're going to consolidate, we're going to need more coaches. You know, right now I think we have a limited number of coaches in the country. You know, here in Nassau alone, we probably have probably about 50 to 80 clubs here in Nassau.
Yeah.
You know, so imagine every day up by the track and field stadium, the clubs training and all that. You have like probably in excess of 200-300 athletes every day.
Yeah.
You know. It's a good problem to have. You know, I love as much athletes running track and field and getting involved in sports, right? But in terms of using the resources, you know, that could be a little difficult to manage. I know in particular my son does track and field. He seems to be good in the long jump. But every time his club wants to use the long jump, the jumping clubs have access to that. So it's a difficult to manage in terms of utilizing all of the resources.
Oh, so there's specific clubs, like there's a jumping club.
Like I remember now what Europe, they say athletics, the side of where we say track and field.
Mm-hmm.
With track and field, you have about, I'd go on the limb and say 17 different disciplines, you know, steeplechase, all those type of events. So I think with the clubs, my opinion, I feel that specializing more in terms of, hey, you know, this club deal with hurdles, this club deal with jumps. This club deal with. So a lot of coaches like to dabble in different stuff. They're capable of dabbling in different stuff, but I think more clubs need to identify more and say, hey, this is a hurdle club. So if you're not a hurdler, or we train you to be a hurdler and you don't like it at a certain age, we'll send you to this club.
Right. And in that space we can be able to identify where your talents may actually
lie. Yeah.
This is awesome. Last question before producer, find that music from the special 49ers didn't make it version.
You gotta play, Bang Bang, Nine a Gang.
Yeah, you gotta play the song from E40, son.
Man, producer,
bang,
I guess
bang,
the
Nine a Gang.
Once there's no profanity in it, maybe we could play it for them since the guest requested it.
Bang Bang Goodbye.
Boy, you happy?
Listen,
I'm just glad we beat y'all this year.
No, just happy that we had a good season. We had a progressive season.
Yeah, man,
And if it wasn't for injuries, if it wasn't for concussions, I think we would have gone all out.
Dear listening audience, you hear that, in Britain they call that the banter. Everybody loves a little banter, right? Y'all hear that banter. What we need for Corifta 50 is we need to bring that same Super Bowl energy to Corifta. My team was out. In fact, like if you were a Texan, you know your team was out from week 7.
Week one.
Know your team wasn't making it.
Preseason.
But still, you can be at that Super Bowl game. You can have on your jersey, and you can carry on like your team in the Super Bowl. we need to bring that energy to Corifta.
Yes.
In fact, if we could bring the energy to all the qualifying events, right? Mm-hmm. But this year, there's a chair competition. I don't know if that means bring your own chair. I don't know what that means, but there's going to be a cheer competition. I need you to pay attention to the local media if you intend on attending Corifta so you can understand the details and the rules of the cheer competition. But if you read the article, Corifta tickets go on sale Thursday in this week's Nassau Guardian. You can read up on some of the details. Corifta Childs, March 25th through 27th. You got to book your tickets to be there. And then book your tickets to be at Corifta. Choose your section and get ready to cheer for the Bahamas first. And then cheer for the other countries second. Bahamas first, save a little bit in the kitty for the other countries. We ain't
but I might as well tell you, anywhere else you go for Corifta, only the home countries get cheered on, you know. Cheer for the Bahamas only. Yeah, okay. Man, we gotta show up that support.
Yeah, you're right. We have a whole Ministry of Tourism to take care of everybody else. They'll know that we appreciate them being here.
Yeah.
It's sporting time.
Yeah, man.
Just don't talk to them as badly as we talk about the Dolphins.
No, we ain't gonna talk to them bad. We just can make sure say make it hard for them to concentrate. Almost like how the big red machine like to take over right at the finish line.
True.
You know, they like to hold on the fence and just, you know, like intimidate.
Yeah, they do that, man.
Yeah, that's their key. That's their key. They do that for long jump, triple jump.
You
gotta
be able to take people alive. I know that. You gotta be able to.
Yeah, they make sure that they stay right there and they shake on the fence and make noise and all of that.
Listen, the first thing I learned in Chick-Chick.
I'm so glad so I get beat this week.
Any tactic that works, you utilize that.
Yeah, but any tactic that works. Yeah?
All right, I got some text here. It says, Aaron, did you say QC was dethroned in BAISS track and field? Dear texter, how could I say a thing like that? That don't even make it. What you mean about dethroning QC? The truth is, though, I don't know if we were on the throne right now.
I think so.
Last year, I remember QC didn't.
So you can't call that a beating because we wasn't there. No, but I didn't say that.
SAC beat them in 2021.
Possibly. Yeah. Maybe history records that.
They were there in 2021, right? QC.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you know these pandemic years.
I
think so. Yeah.
What I said was that SAC beat, I think, QC Junior Girls 27-1 in basketball. That's what I was referencing. Right. Another text, great show as usual. Sack, win. Check the lady age because she may be 25. Man, listen.
Oh, God. you mean the star of the team? But she going to the WNBA, you know?
Yeah, but the young lady whose mother is also a coach, right?
Yeah, that's Mutri.
She can't have been at WNBA.
It feels like she's been a sack forever. I've been covering up for, I show up at 5-6 years now.
That's because she's been playing from fifth grade.
She's been playing up.
When I was in QC, I was a junior, but I played on the senior team.
Yeah, she played on the senior team.
I'm not trying to imply anything. I'm saying I've probably been covering up from grade 7.
Yeah. And what that means is that this is a young student athlete that has been performing at the top of her game, at the top of the school's competition for a long time. And congratulations to you. Mm. Congratulations to SAC. And congratulations to all the parents that have to go through all the hard work of preparing your athletes for victory.
Mm.
Another quick text. Morning, Miss Green. The 49ers is a legendary football team, I say.
Bang, bang.
And our records and Super Bowl rings prove this. However, the game of 49ers versus Eagles was controlled by the referees and bookies.
Oh, come on, man.
We will be ready for next season as winners. Go 49ers in September 2023. From the mayor of Grand Bahama.
Miami and San Francisco Super Bowl next year. I call it now.
Now, listen.
It wasn't a case of the refs for our game. It was a case for the refs for the Bengals game. It wasn't a case of the refs for our game. We lost our quarterback.
Take us to the break. As we go to the break, gentlemen, repeat the most important info because I just realized that the 15-15 Be My Running Partner is a Valentine's Day event. It's like, I love you enough to tell you to come and let's be healthy together.
Yes. Yeah.
Come run with me. Yeah. Let's live this new life.
As a corporate sponsor, if you want to partner with the B3As, you email info@bahamastrackandfield.org. That's Be My Running Partner.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 18th, 3 days later, the B3A Relay is starting 12 noon at the National Stadium.
Yeah.
And then we have Grifter Trials and Nationals.
Grifter Trials, March 25th to 27th at the National Stadium.
Absolutely.
Yeah. After the relays, I think the track is going to be closed for a short period of time because they're working on the surface for the Trials and the Grifter Games.
Man, corporate Bahamas, you joining a federation, what that can do to the health of the nation. I mean, I wouldn't even have to put on my track shoes. Come out and support. It's the young people you support.
Mm-hmm.
They need it. Anyway, let's go to a break. Producer, when we come back from the break, play one of them songs, 49er, Bang Bang. Even if you got a dolphin, you have a dolphin song?
Of course.
Yeah, we can play it?
Oh, yeah, they got that.
I'm sure you can find it.
The Flipper Foundation.
Good.
Let's go to a break, you guys. Stay tuned. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and Eric Sawyer on the Sports Friday. Sheldon Longley from The Guardian. Mr. Cash from the B3As. We're having a good time. We'll be right back.
Pick six. Don't trip. The boys will handle it. Reminiscing on Bart Rise, the candlestick. Green log, gold line, knocking off rivals. Aiming for a ring, not divisional titles. Quan on the comeback. They don't want to smoke. Richie James, you can run back. They already know. That's why I'm coming up. Said that we pretenders.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, Let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport, or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's a new year, and you're super excited to start the year off right. You've made your New Year's resolutions, doing more exercising, healthier eating, saving more, making better decisions and all that. If you have information or products that encourages healthy living, promotes sound financial decisions, or even promotes a positive lifestyle, one smart decision is to advertise in the Nassau Guardian's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise supplement. So if you're a physician, speech, massage, or physiotherapist, own a gym, nutritional deli, or restaurant, does your financial insurance institution or credit institution have the plan for investing wisely? Then that information should be in the Nassau Guardian's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise supplement. One low price gives you an ad in the supplement plus 15 30-second commercials. Interviews also available on Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio, and Hot 91. Contact your account executives or the Nassau Guardian now. Start the new year right in the Nassau Guardian's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise supplement.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1990. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Sports Friday with Mr. Eric Sawyer III. Joining us is Sheldon Longley from the Guardian Sports Room and the B3As. And I just have to say that this is the reason why the Dolphins have not ever been to a Super Bowl since the glorious, 1972?
No, we've been back.
You ain't been to the Super Bowl unless you come home with that.
They've been to the Super Bowl after the 1985
season. That trophy in your hand. They don't mean anything.
Now, ask Sheldon who beat them the last time.
They actually went to the Super Bowl twice.
Listen, it don't matter. And that song.
Once was the Boston Redskins, and then the next time the Niners get away.
But listen, what are we going to do?
The Niners get away. 38-16. Okay.
What are we going to do is.
Remember the score?
Oh, yeah.
That's impressive.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to fire whoever wrote that song. The reason why we can't win another Super Bowl, I figured it out. It only took me a whole season to figure it out, but that's the reason why right there, that song.
The Hex.
Yeah, I don't even know what that's called. Producer, we could take that call when you're ready. Gentlemen, before we get into football, let's talk about what's happening with our guys in the NBA. Caller, you on the clock.
Hey, Aaron, great. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Good afternoon. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
You know, I hear the guys say, I hope you are Dolphins. I'm a Dolphin. Don't all Dolphins go for Kansas City now?
Not
necessarily.
Yeah, they may pull for the AFC. Yeah. All
right, Bobby?
The real Dolphins ain't pulling for nobody. You just want a good game.
Listen, my heart...
Everybody's so far away.
My heart is pulling for the Eagles because they should win it. They carried the whole league, the whole everything... And convincingly, the best record.
For Eagles, and he's a Dolphin.
No, me.
And AFC.
I am a Bahamian woman. I don't care about all of them rules. Heart tell me to do. And my heart says that the Eagles should win the Super Bowl because they had the best record, convincingly beat everybody and pushed their way through the playoffs to this point.
Yeah, I agree with you, but again, that everything, when it comes to the playoffs, everything throw out the door, all the record, everything.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Can Mahomes take his impressive season to the Super Bowl? That's the question. Or is he going to get injured? The boy, tiny. Is he going to get a little knock-up and then quit?
I think he's going to quit. He might quit.
You know, does he have the temerity of I don't know, a dolphin, a Tua, who concussion after concussion came back on that field
foolishly
and delivered for his team until he couldn't, until he scrambled himself.
That's right.
Yeah, y'all.
Now you know the real dolphin.
Yeah, man.
But correctly, before I go, Tom Brady hang up his bikes. Oh, he playing it right. He coming back.
If he know what's good for him, I hear Giselle say, tell old lion him, he better come home now. I hear that's what they was playing.
No, you make him be mad again, the fox.
Yeah. He's going home to beg his wife to take him back. That's what he's going to do.
Yeah, I don't think he's coming back. I think he's going to gamble back, man.
He ain't coming back.
He ain't coming back.
We said that last time. I said that too, Gary.
But listen, afterwards...
I had to go bite my mouth, bite everything, and say, boy, I was teased for a whole month.
But I knew he was coming back.
You know he's coming back?
Yeah, I know he's coming back.
I can tell you why,
because, you know, they say that the cartoon predicts a lot of history, right? A lot of things that happened for us in The Simpsons. Well, the show Family Guy had an episode where he came back playing with Gronk and with the Buccaneers. I know he's coming back.
He'll be a good cartoon.
But last season, I know he's done because the league is just too rough for him. After the injury with Hamlin, what happened to Tua, all of the injuries to key players, he figured this is it.
You know, listen, him to go.
Pumpkin Eater, I got it.
We put a serious limit on him, right? I think he can understand.
Man, y'all.
That was right.
Ain't nothing y'all did him was worse than being in that Southern Division and that horrible record they had. Nothing could have been worse than that.
Yeah.
That must have been a bruise on his ego.
That's right. We put the ice on it. Okay.
But Pumpkin Eater, I got to go. I got two gentlemen in the studio.
Go to Kansas City. Enjoy, buddy. I will have a nice holiday behavior staff, and let's enjoy this Super Bowl.
You too.
Yes, indeed.
Have a good day.
Absolutely. Dear audience, you hear what everybody say? Have a nice holiday. That's how people treat the Super Bowl. And I ain't dissing. I just saying we need to bring that same energy to Carifta and all of these track events leading up to Carifta this year. It's the 50th Carifta in the 50th Independence anniversary year.
In the Bahamas.
Yes.
And
we got to show up and show out. Mm-hmm. Okay, gentlemen, let's get to it. Trades. Kevin Durant is going to the Suns?
He is.
What does this mean for Aiden?
Aiden looks good in the post. He has more space. He's spacing to do what he needs to do down low.
All right.
Now, if you double Aiden, you leave KD wide open on the wing, mid-range jumper.
Yeah.
Buckle on the three, and CP3 can run it on.
Yeah, I think his scoring is going to drop a little bit. I mean, it has to.
Yeah.
Of Durant on the team, who is one of the top scorers of all time. So his scoring is going to drop a little bit. But Aiden has proven to me that he's a top 5 center in the league.
Okay.
If you see what he's been doing recently, back-to-back games of 30 and 15, you know, it's the first time in his career he ever done that. Mm-hmm. He put in a match in the career at 35. So he's up there. The Suns are going to be probably the best team in the West right now. I think they're going to suffer perimeter defense.
All right.
They lost a very good perimeter defender in Bridges. Yeah. You know, so that could be a serious problem. The league has changed a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where multiple teams are making their 3-point shots and making perimeter shots.
Yeah.
You can't defend the perimeter. That's going to be a problem. That could be their only downfall.
Mm-hmm. All right.
They can score plenty, but they can't stop nobody.
All right. They're number 5 in the Western Conference right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
As of Thursday, Thursday afternoon, 30-26.
Yeah.
The Kings are in the third spot. What's going on with the Kings?
The Kings could drop.
Yeah, Kings are drunk. They're just playing some scrappy ball right now. They're doing what's necessary right now. Taking advantage of injuries.
So this little rookie who's getting award after award, he really just taking advantage of injuries and deficiencies in other teams right now? Is that what's happening? Or is he bringing some raw talent to the Kings lineup?
Hey, man, the point guard with De'Aaron Fox?
Yeah, I think so. The one who got Rookie of the Month for January.
Rookie of the Month for January?
I think so.
For the Kings?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's the second Rookie of the Month. I did my notes for last week.
Kings rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
They've had a really.
I think you mean him the guy from Orlando, man.
No, man. The Kings. Guy. The guy. This is his second rookie of the month award in his career, and.
I'm googling that right now.
Right now.
I have it in the notes from last week, and. Last week, they made this push up to the top of the Western Conference and now in the third spot with 31 and 23. It can't be February because February just started.
Cade Cunningham was the rookie of the month for the East, and the West rookie of the month was Josh Giddey. But you had me scared just now.
No, man. For his team,
he rookie. Cade ain't no more rookie. This is second.
Don't cause me have to go in my notes from last week.
That's last year.
Second year in the league.
We don't watch nothing. So,
no, man, the only guys who won Rookie of the Month recently I could remember is the Banchero guy from Orlando.
Boy, he's hard.
He's a very good player.
He hard.
And then the guy who plays with Buddy, Mathurin from the Pacers.
The biggest. Yeah. Okay, I can pull it for y'all. Y'all don't just. Mm-hmm. Y'all be dissing. What's the biggest trade, I think, is Westbrook. And do we know where he's going?
Yeah, he can be bought out. He ain't gonna stay with the Jazz, for sure.
Outside of Durant and Kyrie. I think the biggest trade that went on would be the Lakers getting D'Angelo Russell. I think that's going to be huge for them. The Lakers, I'd get them an A in this before the trade deadline in their trades.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Getting D'Angelo Russell and Mo Bamba from Orlando.
That's going to be
huge for them. Okay. I could see the Lakers in the playoffs now. Before the trades, I couldn't see them in the playoffs. But now I could definitely see them in the playoffs. They're going to make some moves.
What does that mean for Westbrook's career? He finished, right?
More or less.
I think he could still contribute to what a contending team.
Yeah,
but the Bulls looking for him.
Yeah, but Utah ain't that team. I don't see Utah making any noise in the West. They could make the playoffs, but I don't see them going past the first round.
Right. Utah can be dangerous in 5-6 years. You know why?
Why is that?
They got 50 in first round picks. You know?
A lot of shit in there. But they got a draft for that.
Wow.
Yeah, they got Donnie Ainge at the helm.
Yeah, they could trade some of them.
They can trade some of them and get one or two players, but they can get one or two good rookie players.
Absolutely. So listen, Keegan Murray. Is Keegan Murray earned second consecutive Western Conference Rookie of the Month? And I think that was a January.
That was December, but you had me scared.
That's December?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a little off. But one thing with women now.
Y'all ain't never admit when y'all wrong.
Is this rookie the reason why the Kings are sitting up at the top of the Western Conference? Because they were sitting down at the bottom for a long time. And where we are in the season. This is in your playoff spot, right?
Well, the Kings have the biggest, the longest playoff drought among all the teams in the league. They're going to break that this year.
They can make it.
Yeah, the reason for their success to me is the guy named the guy from Indiana.
Who they traded Buddy for?
No. What the white boy name?
The white boy.
Sabonis.
Sabonis, yes. Yeah. The reason for their success to me is Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox.
All right.
You know, those who have been really balling. You know, I was kind of disappointed. Neither one made the All-Star team,
Neither
made the All-Star team.
Man. Not even a reserve, man.
The Kings haven't been third in the West in many, many years, since the days of D-Watch them.
Yeah.
You know? So for them to be third in the West, you know, you got to give them some type of reward for that. And I thought at least one of them should have been on the All-Star team.
Yeah. I agree.
Just to validate their season, if anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, I mean, the fans are fickle. Have no manners and don't care about
the fans only vote for the starters.
Fans only vote for the starters. I remember now they had a chop up thing this year. So the fans represented 50% of the vote, and then you had the media represent 25.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right.
Yeah, you know, there was a bit of a split.
I don't know I need a whole couple of sessions just.
That's why Embiid didn't make it.
Yeah, just interrogating the sort of off court, back court. Dynamics of the game, right? And the extent to which they impact the players and the teams and their ability to perform and push past the league. So right now, Celtics are in first place in the Eastern Conference.
My Celtics.
Are you a Celtic too?
Oh, yeah.
Bucks in second.
You ain't got too much sense.
76ers in third place.
You get the MVP.
Who's the MVP?
Yeah, Jason Tatum.
This is going to be so good. The MVP of the league MVP. Is Jason
Top
Tatum.
Three. Top three.
Okay,
top
three. Okay, right now. Thank you very
up
much.
Up until January, he was the front runner. He was the front runner up until January.
Jokic coming on now, and Luka don't play.
They just came on in the past couple months.
When is the All-Star game?
All-Star game was this weekend.
This weekend, like tomorrow weekend?
No, next weekend.
Next weekend. Super Bowl is this weekend.
And they used to have the All-Star games in between when they had the Pro Bowl games, didn't they? I think I remember watching them.
It used to be for sure during Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah.
Penny women hated that, but boy.
But look at that.
You gotta watch
ladies, look at the gift. Look at the gift that the league has given you. Okay, so let's look at our guys. Again, the Suns are in fifth in the Western Conference. Pacers in 12th, 25 and 31. Hornets 14, 15 and 41. We know the Hornets ain't making it, but can the Pacers make it to the playoffs this year?
The Pacers were in playoff position for much of the year. They dropped when Haliburton got hurt. Haliburton is back now. I'm glad that he's in the outside end because he's having a phenomenal season.
Okay.
I think they're gonna be in the play-in, which is 7-10.
Okay.
You know, I don't think they're gonna get above 7, but I think with Haliburton being back now, I think their chemistry is gonna come back. Buddy is playing very well. He's having one of the better years of his career, and a very good young team. I think they're gonna be in the play-in tournament.
Okay. Text here said, does that mean Giselle and Tom Brady getting back together? Look here. First of all, these gentlemen, I don't think they care. Second of all, we're not allowed to talk about Obeah on the radio.
Brady gone for sure.
Because the league
has now moved on past the statuesque quarterbacks now. You know? And as much as I would love to see him in maroon and gold, he'd get creamed in our offense because our offense is a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're just standing there being a Statue of Liberty, all defenses got to do is hone on to where your hand going, where your arm going, and go that way, you know.
And I think moving to the Southern Division is a clear indicator that he is aware of his shelf life, right, of his expiration date and the quality of football that he is able to play.
Right.
I think that was a great indicator. Then I started hearing the rumors like about going to the Dolphins, right? Then I realized
we don't want him.
I
would love Brady for 1 year. 1 year. But
at 45?
He's
45?
Even at 35 he'd have been too slow for this offense right now.
Yeah.
49 offense.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
We run a lot of misdirection and you know
the only way any team could realistically take Brady right now, they could have an awesome offensive line.
Awesome. Yeah.
You know.
Because Brady ain't moving past three-step draw.
Not at all.
Okay, like I got Super Bowl picks. Mr. Sawyer? This is your last one.
My heart is going with the Chiefs. Solely because he's going to beat us. Y'all knew y'all was going to beat us. But if I'm Brady going out, y'all knew y'all had the game. Why still tackle us like y'all was down by 10 with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter?
He's sending a statement, man.
What you send a statement us for? We already know we get beat. CMC was throwing the ball. We had CMC throwing our ball.
And
y'all still tackle us as though y'all was down by 10?
I have nothing but pettiness in my heart for you, Mr. Sawyer.
My head says the Eagles can win.
Okay.
And they can win convincingly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, they just have a better, more healthier team at this time.
They do.
Yeah.
I picked the Chiefs. I'm a little skeptical about the decision because of their health.
Mm-hmm.
I think if completely healthy, the Chiefs would win. I think it's going to be a close game. The Eagles, to me, have the better team. The better offense and defense combined, they have the better team. But the X factor got to be Mahomes. You know, to me, he's the best quarterback in the league, and the things he does on the football field is just special, man.
MVP has a blast,
right? He wills his team to win.
All right.
You know, and if he's healthy and ready to go, then I think the Chiefs are going to pull it off.
All right. Like
close
I say,
game, though, close game.
I think the Chiefs are going to win it
listening to
the experts, listening to the people who are not like me just following the scores, but following the stats and the players. It feels like the Chiefs are going to win, but I really would be so impressed if the Eagles took it from the Ruder to the Tudor. Best record all season.
They had the same record.
And they have a chance to actually be a dynasty. You know, they have a chance to do something because they have a couple of first round picks next year. As much as Jimmy Johnson?
Yeah.
Said that, you know, but the Eagles all in this year. They like the Rams last year. No, they actually have a chance to do something over the next 3-4 years.
Gentlemen, to close out the show, I have a very special Super Bowl and Valentine's Day message. Love is in the air at Pontiana Paper Press, our center for writing, book, arts, and publishing here in Nassau. Your own special handmade gift? Or are you looking for a different kind of activity to do with your loved one? Then consider taking a unique, creative, hands-on class at Pontiana Paper Press. On the 13th, celebrate Galentine's Day with your gal pal by taking a Sip and Scribe beginner calligraphy class with Leanne Key, our founder of Nassau Script Company. On the 15th, artist Sonia Farmer will teach a class on how to make your own handmade photo album to fill with memories with your loved ones. Like the two of y'all, Dolphins and 49ers, together one more time. Then writer Maylin Ford will teach a class on how to express your love through little love notes. Wine and materials are all included. Find out more about these workshops on the Poinciana Paper Press Eventbrite page or by finding Poinciana Paper Press on Facebook and Instagram. So, dear gentlemen, you need to find something for your loved one to do while you bask in the glory of Super Bowl weekend and all things sport. Send them to Poinciana Paper Press. Let them have a great Galentine's Day. And write a little love note to you about how you better love them more than you love the Dolphins or the 49ers.
Well, that's a lot of love, son.
Plenty of love.
And if they really love you, they could be there watching the football game with you.
But look at this type of bribery and blackmail.
Very important.
He's learning marriage counseling.
I had to show my coworker last week. Her husband is a Niner.
Yeah.
Listen, if for Valentine's Day, get him a jersey and hat for Sunday. Your Valentine's can be better on Tuesday.
You're absolutely right.
There you go.
It's the thought and the thoughtfulness that counts.
Good gentlemen, morning to Miss Clementra McCoy, by the way.
Thank you.
Shout out to all the Eagles and Chiefs fans out there. I know a couple of Eagles out there on the butcher.
All right.
Shout out to all of those guys.
And listen, shout out.
Real Eagles fans from the days around.
Yeah, Tyrell Miller, Chiefs fan. Yeah.
Shout out to Terrell McCoy. Look here, your aunt or your uncle say, bless up. We love you. Keep doing big things.
All right.
We gotta go. This music making me feel fantastic, man.
We already got one more week.
You all come celebrate Karifta and Young Track athletes the same way we love this football.
Yeah, man.
You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Guardian Radio AM and Cecil Nuri is up next. Go Dolphins! Oh, wait. Michael Strawn in the Colts because he's a Bahamian, even though he didn't do well. We are all Colts fans because we got a Bahamian in the league. You guys have a great day.
Alrighty. Have a great one, man.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.